Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your kind invitation to the Capital Link Forum. Capital Link and the World Maritime Merchants Forum co-hosted this shipping and finance forum, which has reached new heights. International shipping companies, renewed banks, top leasing companies, major ship owners, as well as prominent experts in shipping and finance are gathering in Hong Kong, significantly enhance the city's influence and industry concentrations as an international maritime and finance center. On behalf of China Merchants Group, I would like to extend my warmest congratulations on the successful Capital Link Hong Kong Shipping and Finance Forum. The theme of today's forum is the integration of both the shipping and the finance sectors. I would like to begin by addressing the topic through the theme of this year's WMF, Navigating the Cycles, and expand on it by discussing three key questions. How we understand cycles, how we view cycles, and how we overcome cycles. As we explore the innovative integration of shipping and finance through a cyclical perspective. First, how should we understand the relationship between cycles, shipping, and finance? The ancient Chinese saying, what has long been divided will merge, and what has long been merged will divide, reflects the cyclical nature of societal patterns. Early human explorations of astronomy also led to an understanding of natural cycles, such as the changing seasons and the phases of the moon. Similarly, both finance and shipping are governed by strong cyclical fluctuations. Financial cycles are often tied to global developments and the policies of major nations, especially post-World War II, where financial cycles have largely followed the US dollars. Shipping cycles, in turn, are closely linked to both financial and global economic cycles. Understanding the interactions between financial and shipping cycles and properly leveraging their inherent relationships is an enduring topic of study for all of us in these industries. As mentioned in the discourses of salt and iron, ancient literature from the Han Dynasty in China 2,000 years ago, 富在树树不在劳身，利在市局不在利根. It means wealth comes from strategies, not from physical laboring. Those who can grasp and utilize cycles often find opportunities amidst volatility and achieve greater development, while those who fail to observe and study cycles may be eliminated by cycle changes. Every boom or bust, cycle witnesses the collapse of countless companies, while others thrive. Therefore, I want to emphasize that cycles are critically important for both the financial and the shipping industries. Second, how should we view cycles? The core of finance lies in managing the relationship between credit, risk, and leverage, and the shaping industry functions similarly. During boom cycles, credit and leverage are maximized, but the risks are also magnified. When downturns occur, the saying, 好了伤疤忘了疼, means once the wound heals, the pain is forgotten. Reflects a common human flaw, as it makes human behavior even more unpredictable. Apart from a few far-sighted entrepreneurs, most people follow market trends. During economic expansion periods, trade volume increase, demand for shipping rise, and financial institutions offer more financing solutions to support ship owners in expanding capacity. Conversely, shipping demand decreases during economic downturns, and financial institutions tighten credit with stricter risk assessments. However, profits often arise from managing expectations around risk, and counter-cyclical management may yield greater returns than following the cycle. This brings to mind a quote from China history, Sima Qian, over 2,000 years ago, in biographies of merchants, 见取如珍珠,贵出如粪土, to buy lower as if pearls, and sell high as if dirt. Strategic planning ahead of the cycle may help companies better cope with economic fluctuations, offset potential risks, and seize more excellent market opportunities. Many now believe that the world has entered a VUCA era, with increasing unpredictability. While this may cause anxiety, we should embrace uncertainty, understand it, and use it to our advantage. Adapting optimistically to changes and finding certainty within uncertainty might just be the perfect opportunity to plan for a new development cycle. Lastly, how can we strive to overcome cycles? The trajectory of industrial revolutions shows us the shift between old and new cycles is not simply a pendulum like repetitions, but somewhat disruptive innovation or structural transformation. Although this doesn't necessarily mean the old paradigm will vanish, it will gradually be marginalized. The industrial revolution continues to progress, and future economic growth will not be found in aging manufacturing structures, but in innovative integration. New products, new business models, new scenarios, and new experience will emerge, transforming how we operate and creating new point of economic growth. Currently, the recovery of global economy is weak. The pace of decarbonization is accelerating, and the geopolitical tensions are growing. with their impact spreading further, driven by considerations of security. How should we seize opportunities and follow these trends? I believe the shipping and finance industry can fox all three major trends. First, digital transformation. In today's rapidly changing shipping and financing industry, stakeholders across the supply chain are embracing advanced technologies like cloud computing, big data, blockchain, and the Internet of Things. These technologies are driving innovations and transformation across industry, enhancing operational efficiency, optimizing resources allocation, and reduce transaction risks with greater transparency and security. CMES Shipping has launched the Belt Road Intelligent Trade and Transportation Chain, BRITC, BRITC, a blockchain service connecting multiple parties across the international trade and the shipping industry to cover key elements such as cross-border trade, maritime logistics, such as port services, payment settlements, and cargo delivery. Currently, the platform offers services in areas such as digital signatures, blockchain bills of lading, and electronic contracts. And we look forward to forming cross-industry alliance to provide efficient and intelligent service to our industry partners. The second, green development. With growing global attention on sustainability and requirement from international organizations such as the IMO, IMF, and the European Union, build greener, lower carbon shipping and financial systems will be a crucial trend. The shipping industry is already exploring ways to meet environmental regulations by developing new energy vessels, such as methanol-powered and electric ships, and by promoting shore power system to reduce carbon emissions. In this process, financial institutions can not only provide green finance, insurance, and brokerage services to the shipping industry, but also participating in developing standards, technology, problem solving, and dispute resolution. Further matching supply and demand for financing. The third, industrial integration. Industrial integration is a critical driver for disruptive development and modern economic growth. Financial technology companies, data analytics firms, and traditional financial and shipping institutions have natural opportunities for innovative integrations. Hong Kong, as an international hub for shipping, finance, and trade, with its highly internationalized and market-oriented business environment, is well positioned to break down traditional industry boundaries, fostering collaborations, transformations, and empowerment across sectors, which can lead to more efficient, valuable products, models, and business ecosystems. Promoting industrial integration will facilitate industrial upgrading, boost competitiveness, and enhance the resilience over supply chains, thereby driving high-quality development. Ladies and gentlemen, and dear friends, the current market environment may not be the best, but a warm spring will inevitably follow winter. Even though we are in winter, if we hold spring in our hearts, we can still experience the spring. The 2024 World Maritime Merchant Forum is about to conclude, and I sincerely thank all the distinguished government and business leaders and the industry elites for attending. I look forward to gathering with you again next year on the shores of Victoria Harbor to explore new chapters in sustainable development for the global maritime industry. Finally, I wish all our guests and friends good health and an enjoyable stay in Hong Kong. Thank you all.